Listening, Unit 2, page 12, B.
You will hear an interview with a man called Bert Atkinson, who's talking about his new show, Mysteries of the Art World. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
In the studio with us today is Bert Atkinson, who's talking about his new show, Mysteries of the Art World. Welcome to the programme, Bert. Can you tell us a bit about your new series, please?
Well, it's a series all about art mysteries which have never been solved. We decided to make the first show about a subject I'm very interested in, the Mona Lisa. We had so many questions to look at. I mean, who exactly is Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa? For centuries now, people have wondered who the woman in the painting is and why she has such a strange smile.
Oh, that's such a fantastic painting. So, can you tell us your thoughts?
Well, you have to watch the show. In truth, however, I don't really know the real answers to these questions, for now. Nobody does. She is the oldest art mystery in the Western world.
And what else can we look forward to seeing in the series?
Well, we cover more recent and more exciting discoveries in the art world too, such as Vincent van Gogh's hidden portrait.
Ah, yes, the portrait behind his painting, A Patch of Green Grass. I thought grass was a strange subject for a painting.
Exactly. I mean, why paint something so uninteresting as grass?
Indeed. Oh, it all sounds fascinating and very mysterious. Mysteries of the Art World also looks at the possible recent discovery of Leonardo da Vinci's lost painting, The Battle of Anghiari, hidden behind a painting by Vasari in the Palazzo Vecchio in Florence, Italy. Can you tell us something about that?
Certainly. First of all, this is an amazing discovery and the art world is very excited indeed. We know that da Vinci made lots of drawings for a huge painting called The Battle of Anghiari. These drawings still exist, and we think da Vinci may well have completed it for the Palazzo Vecchio. In March 2012, an art historian working there found a message hidden in a painting by Giorgio Vasari. The message read, "Seek and you will find."
I see. So did people take the message seriously?
They certainly did. A team of scientists and art historians investigated right away. They thought another message could exist. So far, they have found black, red, and brown colours similar to the ones which da Vinci used in his painting.
I see. So the scientists think that Vasari painted on top of da Vinci's painting?
No, not exactly. There is a space between the two paintings like an air gap. The investigators believe there's another wall hidden behind the wall Vasari painted on. They say that Vasari must have wanted to preserve da Vinci's original work. On the other hand, there are experts who believe that da Vinci's painting was destroyed long before Vasari did his painting. An Italian arts conservation group is worried that the investigations could damage the Vasari painting.
And what's your own opinion about that?
Well, if there's a hidden da Vinci, then this is exciting news for the art world. But if Vasari's painting is damaged in the process of discovering it, it would be a terrible disaster.